This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Jones and Keefe live, Gillette Stadium. Day 11, Patriots training camp. There's a walkthrough. It's in the books. We've got joint practices here tomorrow. We are presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlandEnergy.com. Our tiers are available now at Jones and Keefe. People are not complaining at all about the ice cream tiers.
Has it been a good response thus far?
I think it is. Everyone agrees.
I think we kind of crushed it.
Great tiers, guys.
Tiers.
Another perfectly executed Tier Tuesday.
Yep.
Is what we're seeing over and over again. So good stuff there.
That's good.
You can go interact with that on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21, at Jones, W-E-E-I. Now, we were supposed to, Keefe.
Supposed to?
Supposed to talk to Mike Lombardi, North Carolina GM, Bill Belichick consigliere.
Right.
His book is out today. I still want to plug this, Keefe.
Why?
Football Done Right. Setting the record straight on the coaches, players, and histories of the NFL. It's available today.
Okay.
He's out there promoting it elsewhere, not here today.
No. What happened?
We were informed this interview had been in the works for a while.
Right.
We teased it at the end of yesterday's show.
Yep.
We had been informed that Mike Lombardi wanted no questions about Bill Belichick. In fact, any questions about Bill Belichick would remain off limits.
Not talking about
the interview.
Yeah.
And so well, what's really the point of that?
We're not going to have Mike Lombardi on if we can't talk about Bill Belichick at all. There would have been other questions. That it wasn't going to be 100% Bill questions, but there would have been Bill questions. Obviously, he's the GM of the team that Bill is now coaching in college. He is the one guy in the media that has defended full-throated Bill Belichick for the last several years. We're going to ask him about it. And I also thought it was lame how – so Terp was the one going back and forth with, I guess, like his handler or whatever. And just like – you know, he's promoting a book going back and forth, right?
Terp, good get. No, flack for Terp here.
No. Terp did a great job. But it was – they had multiple back and forths because we had to pick a day. We had to pick a time. We had all this stuff. And then early this morning – we get like literally an oh by the way.
Oh yeah,
no Belichick question.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this before.
So that would be like
no
having
questions.
That would be like having Craig Breslow on the show, and then him being like, "Guys, no Alex Cora question." Like, I get if Lombardi didn't work with Bill, but we just knew he was friends. He's like, "Guys, it's about the book," and like they don't have a technical working relationship. You'd be like, "All right, unfortunate. We'd still like to ask you about him, but whatever." You work for him. Like, you're probably wearing North Carolina gear. You probably just stopped, like, recruiting, for God's sakes, or whatever. Like, you work on a daily basis with this guy. And in the boss,
he's your
area,
boss.
He's your boss.
He's your current boss. Even though Lombardi's the GM, Bill is his boss. He's your boss right now. We can't ask about him.
And this isn't an interview in Chicago. And even if it was, they would want to ask about Bill Belichick.
I think it's right.
We're literally at Patriots training camp. We can't have Lombardi on and not ask him about Bill Belichick in any capacity.
I mean, so Lombardi ostensibly is doing interviews elsewhere. How many interviews is he doing
with no Belichick questions? I mean, what are those like?
I would imagine there's not a lot of those.
Hey, now, Mike, remember when you drafted Jamarcus Russell?
No,
you like that one back?
And to be transparent, we actually talked about this yesterday after the show, Keefe. You know, how do we approach the interview? We're like, well, let's start with some Patriots questions.
Definitely.
We'll
or like NFL. I wanted to ask him training camp questions. He's been a part of a lot of training camps. Johnson who do all that stuff.
What's the? He's still a plugged in guy.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, maybe less so now that he's working at UNC. But up until recent, what's the buzz on Drake May? What are you hearing on Mike Vrabel? Like, we wanted to ask about that, and then transition to some Bill stuff. But if he's not going to answer questions about Bill, then quite frankly, we don't need the interview.
I mean, Bill was literally catching shots at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony over the weekend.
Yeah,
it just sort of like. That whole part of it, like, I'm actually curious how Lombardi, who's got to put out all these fires anyway, and he probably thought, all right, most stuff I'm going to get asked is, like, why is Bill not in the NFL? But then it's, like, this whole sideshow that him and his new girlfriend have created, and then you got Mike Lombardi, who's probably going to be like, this is crazy, but he's my guy, so I got to, like, defend him, and just, like, how you deal with that. I was curious, like, do recruits or recruits' moms say anything or ask anything
I
about
guarantee
that.
It.
I bet.
Is Bill okay?
Yeah.
Like, if it was my kid, a fair question. Like, no joke. I mean, maybe you ask it, like, you know, less of an a-hole.
No, I know.
But like, that'd be the gist of it. Like, hey, is Bill all there? Like, is Bill okay?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's an entirely fair question based on the way things are. You're gonna deal with my kid for the next 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
What's going on with him?
I just think it would have been really strange if – we did a 10-15 minute interview with him, and then at the end of it, people listening are like, "Did they not ask Mike Lombardi about Belichick?"
Look, here's the thing: we could have done a bunch of different things. We could have had him on and ignored that request, and then burned a bridge for Terp. We're not going to do that to Terp.
No,
and you know, we're not going to have him on and fire him up just to fire him up and get him. Although that would have been fun. We're not going to do that. But like, you know, I will say we were going to have Lombardi on today. And he didn't want any questions about Bill. So how do you think, this is a guess.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that's what happened. Now we're doing guesswork.
Yeah.
What do you think happened where all of a sudden we woke up today with an email and, oh, by the way, no questions about Bill? What do you think happened there?
Well, I think they probably are very sensitive to it, and it's a bigger deal than maybe they even want to let on, and they don't want to go down that road. And maybe they looked at the lineup of shows, because we weren't going to be the only one that he goes on today, and they're like, oh, Boston Market. I don't think it's anything specific with us. I think it's just more, Boston Market.
That's exactly what I think.
They're for sure going to be asked about Bill. Let's just get out in front of this before it goes down a road that we don't want it to go down, or we end up getting like multiple Jordan Hudson questions, which Mike probably doesn't want to deal with. Right, like if somebody asks you about one of your friend's girlfriends that you can't stand, what are you going to say?
Right.
You're like, oh, she's
cool.
She's something. Bill's happy. Like, whereas, like, off the air, you're like, oh, my God, I hope they break up. Like, this is brutal. But, yeah, I think it was probably that. You know, like, all right, we got to get out in front of this. Because it's pretty wild. The GM of a college team can't talk about the head coach of said college team.
Yep.
When he happens to be – he was the head coach here for over 20 years. And the only reason why people are going to be watching North Carolina football on that Monday night less than a month from now is because of Bill. Twitch, we can't even ask him about it.
Twitch chat. Guys, why would Mike Lombardi want to come on and talk about Bill Belichick on a book tour? He's promoting his book. Oh, I'm sure Bill Belichick's nowhere in that book, right?
Definitely not. It's about coaches in the NFL.
Well, and especially just knowing him.
I bet Bill wrote the intro.
I think most of them.
Yeah, what do you think that's about?
Bill's not in the book.
Who's in that one?
We were only going to talk about what's in my book. Jordan's in your book, Bill.
Yeah, probably.
Robert Kraft isn't. I did have a good gotcha question for Lombardi, Keith, that I cooked up this morning.
Yeah, what was it?
Before I was unaware, I was going to say, I'm sure Al Davis is in your book, right, Mike? Like, you work for him, and he was great. He must shape the NFL. We let him answer all flowery about Al Davis and how great he is.
Yeah.
Why do you think Robert Kraft wasn't in Bill's book? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you're former boss, GM. Yeah. I know Al was a coach.
Yeah.
But like, he's in your book. So anyway, I mean, maybe he can do interviews elsewhere and not talk about Bill. That's not really worth our time.
No.
Quite frankly. But I think what you said is exactly right. I don't think Bill was like, I'm not going on with Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
You can't go on with Jones and Keefe. I don't think it's about that.
No.
I just think somehow late in the process, Lombardi's personal interview schedule. I'm sure he's doing a whole car wash worth of interviews. He's doing a bunch of interviews at a bunch of different radio stations, TV, all across the country. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Print media, what have you. And I'm sure late in the process it got on Bill's radar, and Bill goes, you're going on WEEI?
Well, yeah, we want to get out in front of this.
Don't be answering a lot of questions about me and my personal life, Mike. And
yeah.
So at the last second.
Yeah.
We have to hear about how no questions about Bill.
On the book website, there's like a about the author.
Yeah.
And in the about the author, it mentions Bill Belichick.
Yeah, how many times? Probably more than once.
Well,
I had to guess.
No, it's like a one little blurb, and it's like, he has the distinction of being the only person to make it to the Super Bowl with legends Bill Walsh, Al Davis, and Bill Belichick in a single career.
Okay.
So it points that out.
I mean, I just, again, it's fine. If he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't want to do it. We're not going to make him do the interview, obviously.
Yeah.
And we're not going to sneak up on him and ask him a bunch of questions about Bill. He doesn't want to talk about Bill, fine. But then we don't need to do the interview. So that's how that went down today. If you were listening to Mike Lombardi
at High Noon,
we teased it yesterday. We told you he was going to be on at High Noon if you were looking for him. That's the story on that. Real quick, Keith, on the whole trajectory of Bill and everything at North Carolina. Are you feeling any better about how things are going there? I know Mary Kay Cabot kind of took a shot out of nowhere the other day. But largely, we haven't heard a lot of this Bill Jourdan stuff late. There's no real new updates with Jourdan.
Yeah, the CBS thing I think was like sort of like a tipping point because that got on everybody's radar nationally. Like we were already sort of talking about. Then there was the June Lee stuff. It was the Pablo Torre stuff.
Oh, right. Yep.
That he came out with like the whole thing with the people at the B&B and all that stuff. And so that was in like a 2-week span, I feel like, or a month span.
Look, if I'm being fair, I think it's a good sign that they've nipped a lot of this in the bud. It doesn't mean like Bill's going to be a great coach or anything. I don't believe that. I never believed that, even before all the Jourdan stuff started coming up. But they have diagnosed that it's a problem and a distraction. And for a chunk of time anyway, it has gone away.
Yeah.
Not in terms of speculation and whatnot, but in terms of like real new stories about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And her popping up, which was happening seemingly every other day.
Oh, they had like the red carpet thing. They had a whole bunch of stuff. That's sort of although, aren't they doing a Hulu documentary? I wanted to ask Lombardi about that.
North Carolina football is doing it. Is she going to be a part of it?
Yeah, what do you think? The reason why they aren't doing Hard Knocks, I think, was because she wanted to be a big part of it. And then Hulu picked it up.
I bet not.
Okay.
I bet Bill is like,
that'd be smart, but I don't know.
Well, I think they've gotten a little smarter about it is what I'm saying. So I still wouldn't wager on North Carolina being good or Bill being there long term or Bill being successful, but I never believe that. But I do feel a little better about their chances than I did, call it, a few months ago. When this Jourdan story was the biggest story, arguably, in sports. Like, not even exaggerating.
No, it was
the biggest story in sports.
Big deal. No, I think they're actually going to be decent, but similar to how I think the Patriots are going to be decent, it might be more about their schedule. Like, the North Carolina, the ACC is not the SEC or the Big Ten. Their schedule, it's like Clemson and a bunch of other teams. So, and even he's taken over a team that was, what, 7 or 8 wins a year? Or 6, 7 wins? So it's not like he's taking over a franchise or a school that was like 1-12 and it's like a mess. They have some talent there. They don't have a murderer schedule. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine this year. I also don't think he's coaching much longer than 1 year. But at least the circus that it seemed to be down there has like cooled down. So whether he kind of smartened up to it or whether he took advice from like the president of the school or whoever could even get through to him, they've definitely kind of chilled out with stuff.
Well, I just think he realizes he's not bulletproof anymore. Like, Bill was acting for a while like he was still bulletproof and he could do whatever he wanted and no one was going to be able to take shots at him and critique him in any way. And that's how he acted for 20 years here. And he was largely right. I mean, things flared up here and there, but largely he was bulletproof because he kept winning Super Bowls and he kept winning. If it wasn't a Super Bowl, 10, 11, 12 games a year, he was in the AFC title game every year. He was, you know, winning the division every year. And so, largely, that was his trump card. He doesn't have that anymore. You know, he has a 4-win season. The NFL doesn't want him anymore.
You think
and now he's at a mid-level ACC football school. So, like, he's not bulletproof anymore.
Basketball school, in fact.
I'm sorry, a basketball school. And I just think he now realizes, oh, I can't just do whatever I want and say F you to everybody. And ultimately, the wins will shut him up. Maybe he'll start winning at Carolina. But until he does, this is a situation he has to manage, and they've managed.
Do you think, like, part of him thinks he's actually going to be back in the NFL? Is he believing that, or do you think he's like, no?
I think he believes that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe that for a second, but I guarantee
you. I don't think the league is going to take him back, but I just wonder if he's resigned to the fact that, like, all right, let me just make the most of this at North Carolina. You know,
stick it out for 2 years, and I'll be back getting the Shula record?
No. Like, if he's like, I'm just going to coach college football for a few years and then be done.
Oh, I think he thinks.
And then, like, hand the job to Steve. I think that's what he wants.
I think he thinks he's going back to the NFL.
Yeah, maybe.
I think his buyout tells you that.
Yeah.
You know, the buyout's now gone, by the way. It's basically nothing. And so, no, I think he told you
But it's been like 2 rounds of hiring, and what is that, 15 jobs, basically? There's a lot of jobs over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I don't really think he understands reality all the time, Keith.
Like, would agree.
He still thinks he created Tom Brady. And so, you know, not the other way around.
Is he going to come to the statue day? You think Bill will be here?
Yeah, you think he'll be here on Friday, Turp, when you're there for the statue day?
No, probably
not. Why? He's good. He's good with Brady.
When are we going to get the Bill night? Bill does deserve a night and like a day. Maybe retire his name. No more Bills.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect one of those very soon.
You got to be, if you're drafted, your name's Bill, you got to be a Billy. Like, sorry, dude. I got a Bill. It's retired now.
Retire the name. That's a good call. Yeah, I wouldn't be anticipating one of those anytime soon. But you're right. At some point, he deserves his day.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in here on Jones and Keefe. No Mike Lombardi. Bill's still very sensitive to the Jordan topic. Hence, no interview today. We will talk to Tommy Curran at 1 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on what's gone down through 11 days of Patriots training camp, what to look forward to at joint practices tomorrow. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and then something to ask Curran about, and something he's actually talked about before, which veterans are in trouble on this roster. Turns out there's quite a few of them. We'll get to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But next. How's Greg Bedard? Yesterday, after Patriots practice, he tweeted during the fully padded long practice yesterday.
Yeah, it was a long one. Yeah, it was.
Which I think...
Yeah, it was still going, wasn't it? Like at this time?
Correct.
Yesterday?
I don't think they wrapped up until, 12:30-ish yesterday. So it was maybe the longest practice we've seen. And the only reason I bring that up is because I do think yesterday was a day to read a little bit more into the depth chart. Like, for instance, today, the walkthrough. Javon Baker got increased reps. I don't really know how much to read into it. It's a walkthrough. Yesterday, ton of reps, ton of time on the field, in the red zone, offense and defense. Craig Woodson, the eraser, the fourth-round pick, was getting first-team reps over Kyle Duggar. Now, Bedard said that yesterday. Curran brought up to afternoons, and we'll ask him about this at 1 o'clock, but he said this a few weeks ago, that Duggar and Stevenson were two guys to watch as quote-unquote surprise cuts in training camp. And now, a few weeks after that, Woodson stealing his reps. How big of a story is this?
So, we don't know until we see the game, I guess, in the joint practice tomorrow. And so I have no problem with Curran and Bedard kind of reading into that. But I wonder if we should start to include Duggar in, like, the group of veteran guys. So a lot of the new veterans have had really a managed workload. Like, we've barely seen Carlton Davis. Morgan Moses is in and out. Harold Landry got a day. And so...
Yeah, did Spillane get a day in there, too?
I think you might
say it. Yeah, yep. So you're right. All the new veterans have gotten a day here and there.
And so
point.
We don't lump Duggar in with those guys because he's been a lifelong Patriot. But I just wonder, is Woodson getting some of those reps yesterday because he's going to get more reps on Wednesday against Washington? And, for example, maybe Duggar doesn't play at all in the preseason game.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying Vrabel's giving preferential treatment to his guys, and he's looking at...
No, I'm wondering if Duggar's like that.
Well, maybe.
A little bit.
So I wonder something different. I wonder if, you know, he's lumping in Duggar and Stevenson with some of the other leaders from a year ago that are gone. The Dietrich Wises of the world and guys like that.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't need those guys.
No, that's fair, but
I wonder if it's more that.
I wonder if they would have already gotten rid of those guys, because they got rid of a ton right away, and there was, like, whether it was forced retirements for some of them or whatever, but, like, you peeled off a lot of players right away. And, you know, David Andrews and Jacoby Brissett and Joe Cardona, Dietrich Wise, who will actually be here tomorrow. A couple other guys, too, that were all... I'm trying to think. There's a couple other veteran guys that they were just like, see you later. We're going to start over, basically, with, like, all their captains. And Duggar's got to be one of the longer tenured players on the team now.
Yeah.
And he and Ramondre both had players at their position get drafted. And for Ramondre, though, it was a second-round pick, a high second-round pick in Henderson. They didn't get Woodson until the fourth round. I feel like that's a little bit riskier, even if you like what he's done in camp, to say, all right, Duggar's gone. You know, for all the flaws that he has, he's still a solid NFL player. We're going to move on from him and just give the job to Woodson. I feel like that's kind of asking a lot.
So the one comp I've seen before for Craig Woodson is Kevin Byard.
Just been erased.
Thank you.
Well, that was Vrabel's guy, right?
Correct. I think I'm double checking that now. His first year was 2016 in Tennessee. So I was I was checking his draft pedigree. I want to say he was a fifth round pick. I'm sorry, he was a third round pick, 64th overall. So not.
Okay.
I mean, that's an early third round pick actually, but he was a third round pick. Woodson's a fourth round pick. Who was the coach in Tennessee in 2016? Was it Vrabel?
Malarkey.
It was
head coach.
Malarkey, you're right. So it wasn't Vrabel.
How about that? Titans trivia.
Yeah, good stuff, Keith. So that's the one comp I've seen before. I guess I thought he was originally drafted by Vrabel. I want to say Phil Perry's made that comp in the past as a guy who they just gave a lot of time to. And maybe when Vrabel got there, they increased his time and his reps. Maybe it was some of that. But I wonder if some of that's going on. The other comp we've made is, and this is a high-end one, but when Eugene Wilson came in 2003 and the Patriots had Malloy and Harrison, their skill sets overlapped quite a bit. And I think Duggar and Peppers' skill sets overlap a ton. And they are not Harrison and Malloy. Malloy should be a Patriots Hall of Famer if he isn't already. Harrison should be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And he is a Patriots Hall of Famer. These guys aren't that.
No.
But their skill sets do overlap in a similar way. And maybe Woodson is more the center fielder type that Eugene Wilson was. And that's an analogy that I think Patriots fans can wrap their heads around. Like, Duggar in a reduced role, I'd rather trade him than cut him. Maybe you can get something for him, a day three pick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect much. You could move the money off the books, which I don't care about, but I'm sure ownership does. And maybe he's not a guy who would be happy with reduced reps.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wonder
how
about
much of the Malloy thing going all the way back to that. And I know they talked about it during the Dynasty and everything, the documentary, the first couple episodes when it was actually good before it really got derailed.
Before they just...
How much do you think that was like just Belichick being like, we're doing things my way? It was like such a message to send, or just like how cutthroat that he could be. Because that's the first example everybody uses. And then in the subsequent 20 years, there was
already,
like 20 more of them.
Well, yeah, but he had already won a Super Bowl with Malloy.
Yeah, I guess. But maybe it had something to do with just like how players looked at him or whatever, or like the contracts and everything else. I don't know.
I just wouldn't rule. I mean, Vrabel was on that team. And so
I guess to me, and I'm not a huge Kyle Duggar defender, nor am I a Ramondre Stevenson defender. Like, I don't think either player is like a great player, but this is not a very talented roster.
No, that's true.
They have the most cap space in the league. And not that I think that you can't always manipulate that when you want anyway, but that can't be an excuse. It's one thing if you were like, let's say you're up against the cap and you're trying to make like another move. Well, then, yeah, you look at some of your highest paid guys that are not performing to that level, and maybe you move on from them. But the Patriots have enough money. They could get Terry McLaurin. They could get Micah Parsons. They could get whoever they want with all the money they have. But I don't see just moving on from Duggar, I feel like your team's probably worse. Now, unless you really feel like the best combination is Peppers and Woodson, and then you think Duggar's going to be a bad teammate because he's no longer starting, like, I guess that's a road you could go down.
And if you just want to get some of the leadership out from a year ago, although, as you said before, maybe that's more Peppers than it is Duggar. He was an actual captain on the team. But as a player, now this is, again, this is not factoring in anything off the field, but as a player, Peppers feels more impactful to me than Duggar.
Yeah, I like him more.
And I don't think either one's great against the pass.
No.
You know, Peppers dropped one of the first throws from Drake May in camp. That was right in his hands. So I think they're both better coming forward and better in support of the run game and you know, coming forward against screen passes and things like that, plays in front of them, than going the other way. And maybe Woodson's better at that. What's the one thing, not to keep comparing this guy to Laura Malloy, because he's nowhere near the same player. Laura Malloy at this point in his career had already been to four Pro Bowls.
Yeah, he was the man.
And he was a Pro Bowler in 02 and then got cut. Late in camp in 03, famously.
That was wild.
What was the story about Malloy? Part of why they moved on from him, it was a bloated contract, but he had no production, right? No picks, no forced fumbles, no fumble recoveries. Duggar last year, zero picks.
Okay.
No fumble recoveries. He did have one forced fumble.
All right, forced a fumble. It must have been a big stick.
Which is more than what Malloy
did. How many games did he play
that season? I just backed out of it. Hang on.
Obviously, we know Peppers ran into some issues, so he did not play the full season. I forget what Duggar ended up playing.
I feel like he did miss time, but let me double check.
Probably.
That. I'm double checking you right now. But again, Vrabel was on that team. 13 games for Duggar last year.
Okay. So he missed four games.
I don't know. I wonder if there's something going on there. And that, to me, would speak volumes about how they feel about their rookie class. It doesn't mean they're right. You know, Elliot Wolf liked the rookie class a year ago. I'm sure there are plenty of rookie classes Bill liked that didn't work out. But that would speak volumes about their rookie class if they feel like they can move on from a veteran like Duggar or Stevenson, who I know you think is in bigger trouble than Duggar.
I do. I mean, the Patriots drafted a running back in a high second-round pick. They didn't take the safety until the fourth round. So if you're just looking at that and sort of what they felt like was either the bigger need or who the more impactful player could be right off the rip, they went with Henderson in the second round, and he's looked good in camp. And the other thing working against Stevenson is Antonio Gibson was pretty good last year, and he's also back. Now, I don't know if it's quite a logjam numbers game like the wide receiver position is, where there's going to be a couple guys, whether it's Kendrick Bourne or somebody else, that's probably going to have to get cut. They could just keep all three of those running backs and figure out ways for, you know, McDaniels to use all three. They've all been getting reps with Drake May throughout training camp. And you know, Henderson maybe more of a little bit more of the pass catcher. Stevenson maybe a little bit more of the between the tackles guy. But if he's fumbling the ball and you're paying him the kind of money that you are paying him, maybe you just feel like it'd be an addition by subtraction, and then you really open up the backfield to Henderson and Gibson. You say, all right, there's going to be, I don't know, 15, 20 touches between the two of you rather than splitting that up with a third back. Maybe they think that's the better way. If I was Duggar, I would have more confidence that I'm staying than if I was Ramondre Stevenson.
Well, and let me relay a tweet that I said this earlier in the show. I wouldn't necessarily agree with this, but this is what Andrew Callahan tweeted out earlier today. All Callahan from the Boston Herald, I think, does great work. He says, Trevion Henderson might be the Patriots' best offensive player through 10 practices. And
damning with faint praise, perhaps?
Well, maybe, because we were kind of – you put me on the spot. You're like, well, who would you say it is? And I'm like, maybe Kayshon Booty, which is not a great one.
Yeah, Kayshon Booty or Jared Wilson or...
Oh, yeah, good one.
Maybe him.
I mean, before the last couple of practices, I would have said May without hesitating, but like separate from May, maybe it's Henderson.
And Kyle Williams has had some of the highest highs, but he's also had some drops, and like he's been, you know, not in there as regularly with like the top three wideouts.
But I guess my point is to make your case about Stevenson is if Henderson's really standing out that much...
Yeah, right, right.
And you have Gibson and you have Henderson, and you feel like you can get something for Stevenson, which would be more my... The thing that I care about and emphasize more, I'll take a day three pick for Duggar or Stevenson. I don't really care about the cap savings. You have the most cap space in the NFL, so I don't care about that.
That shouldn't be what it's for.
But if you're telling me that the younger players passed them by and those guys are going to sit anyway and now I can get something for them that might be useful down the line, not that a fifth rounder is going to get you McLaurin, but like a second and a fifth might, or the next Terry McLaurin that comes onto the market, I could be talked into that for sure. And if Henderson's standing out that much, maybe that helps free that up.
Speaking of Terry McLaurin, do you think he shows up tomorrow?
No.
He's not going to come to this, is he?
Does he have to avoid fines?
Yes, I don't know.
I don't know how that works with a trip like that.
If you're truly doing a hold-in, don't you probably have to travel with the team?
Then just stand off to the side, like, ooh, my hamstring.
That's why I got the binocs out. I'll be looking for McLaurin like crazy. But yeah, you could be like, oh, yeah, I'm hurt. And then just stand on the sideline because, like, your team's playing a game. Now, I don't know if they would travel the injured players, but probably not. So, that's the whole thing. But that'll be another reason to watch and pay attention to it because you know, getting closer and closer, or a month away from the season starting.
I would say, from everything you read, it doesn't sound like the Commanders are even close to moving him.
Or close to signing him, though, right?
No, but I think if he's not going to move, they're closer to that.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. We'll see. I mean, the Bengals already broke Trey Hendrickson. We'll see what goes on with out of those guys, Hendrickson, Parsons, and McLaurin, who do you think is most likely to get dealt?
Oh.
The real answer is probably none of them, but who do you think is most likely?
Traded away Hendrickson.
Oh, I would say Parsons. But either way, neither of us are answering McLaurin.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going
anywhere. Unfortunately.
617-779-7937, something we'll be watching tomorrow live from Patriots training camp, brought to you by McFarlane Energy. On the way next, in advance of Tommy Curran, at 1 o'clock, it's the return of the madness, Kiefer Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, time now for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Patriots practice in the books. They're going to have joint practice tomorrow with the Commanders. We'll be here for that as well. But in the meantime, Jones, we have a sports-related madness that also involves a creature.
Oh, so it kind of fills up a couple of buckets.
It sure does. Checks all the boxes.
There we go.
The Seattle Kraken, a NHL team.
Uh-huh.
They were doing a fishing trip in Alaska.
Okay.
With their mascot, Buoy the Sea Troll.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. I know it's a lot. I'm introducing a lot of characters to the story.
Seattle Kraken's mascot isn't a Kraken?
No, it's a sea troll named Buoy.
Okay. It's a buoy that's also a sea. Got
so,
it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I was trying to get it. Okay.
So, all right. So what do you have
your head around it. Yeah.
Let me start over.
Yeah.
You have a sea troll. A hockey player fishing in Alaska.
Okay.
When something interrupted that.
Okay.
So let's go to the tape.
I get it.
So happy that Buoy is safe, but on a goodwill trip to Alaska, Buoy was fly fishing when, yes, a bear approaches and growled at him. This is not staged. This is all real. Bowie eventually has to move quickly away from the bear. There's the bear right there.
That's right. So they have footage of it because they were filming this. It's like, I guess they do this. They do this fly fishing trip in partnership with Bristol Bay Native Corporation.
Right in the middle of daylight. The bear's just out there.
Yeah, so it's hockey, it's community engagement, and they're fly fishing, and they got the stupid sea troll mascot. They got a couple Kraken players.
Oh, man, that bear.
And then a bear's like, I'm going to come out of the woods and come into the water.
Beelining at me.
Yeah, yeah. They got to get going.
Yeah,
bear is literally growling at the sea troll. See the sea troll?
He's in full.
Oh, he's a sea troll.
So there was a guy.
He's buoy.
There was a guy fly fishing, and I'm like, oh, this must be the mascot out of costume. No.
The mascot.
The mascot is standing there, ankle deep in water,
soaked
with a grizzly bear coming out.
Yeah, well, he's a sea troll. He's used to the water, a grizzly. They got a lot of attention on the grizzly, or the grizzly had a lot of attention on them.
Okay.
He's like, hey, you don't steal my fish.
Okay,
that's 99% of my diet.
Yeah.
You guys can't take those out of here.
My kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, listen, I love the wildlife. I love bears, but, like, Bowie's a national treasure. We got to protect Bowie at all costs. Eventually, the bear growls, and Bowie has to run away. But Bowie is safe tonight, and that is the best news of the day. Crazy,
incredible.
Right?
Incredible. And that is a big bear. And he's coming towards them.
Big brown bear.
It comes right at
them.
Get
out of there.
And that, wow.
Okay,
right here.
Was that?
Right
that's
here.
Alaska?
It's in Alaska, yes.
Okay, is that a brown bear or is that a grizzly? Looks like
it looks like a grizzly. I don't know.
There,
and then
right?
It starts charging at him.
Alaska's definitely a grizzly.
And look at Bowie trying to move, but he's going to run waders. It's tough.
Well, yeah, Bowie's wearing waders.
Oh, he's
wearing waders. Yeah, Bowie's wearing waders.
I saw everybody else fly fishing. I didn't notice his waders.
Yeah, he had waders on as well because he was out trying to get some fish. So good. How about the one guy? He's like, I love bears. Like, you love bears?
How about the one guy calling Bowie a national treasure?
He's very pro Bowie, is what you notice
here.
He
seems more local and or regional.
He's like, Bowie's safe.
It's the first I've ever heard of Bowie.
I thought they would have had a Kraken mascot as well. It seems too obvious. So they kind of swerved us. But he's like, you guys, don't worry. He's safe. He's like, what about all the players that were out there? Hey, those guys get mauled by a bear?
Or what? Set the headline
right,
first.
Oh, okay, fair
Bowie's
enough.
Safe.
Bowie's fine.
All the players.
Bear attack mascot in Alaska, of all places. All right, keep going.
Well played, everybody. Glad they got out of there. Glad you all are safe. Well, that's scary.
A little bit, yeah, but thankfully he's okay.
Okay. Maybe one and done on the
floor. That's kind of crazy if you think about it.
Yeah.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
I'd like to begin by having you introduce yourself.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Melissa Obrokta. I'm on the partnership marketing team here at Climate Pledge Arena and the Seattle Kraken.
Wonderful. Well, we're happy to have you. I assume you guys didn't anticipate to go viral this time. What was that shoot specifically for? And can you kind of walk us through behind the scenes?
Totally. Okay. So every year we try to do something special and unique to Alaska. So a couple years ago, we took Bowie on a little glacial helicopter ride.
Hold on a second. So Bowie goes everywhere? So like something unique to Alaska. Fishing? You have fishing everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's known for its fishing.
Helicopter rides?
Sure.
Saw one here last week. It's not unique to Alaska. Why does Bowie have to do all these trips?
Well, I was about to rip this.
Okay.
But the more I think about it.
You love mascots? Do you need to do more trips?
Most of the teams locally, like the Celtics, they're so worried about the second apron.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft has the most cap space.
The old Lucky was not.
Famously a bad guy.
Yeah. New Lucky, good guy.
The Patriots have the most cap space in the NFL. John Henry's worried about the luxury tax.
Yeah. Pat Patriots still recovering from Jamal Adams' attack at the Pro Bowl.
They are spending to send their mascot on trips, means they're willing to invest in the team. At least they're willing to invest in their team.
Kraken want to win. That's your takeaway?
This is my takeaway now that I'm thinking about it, yes.
You might be right.
Yeah.
We took Bowie on a little glacial helicopter ride. But this year we were like, let's do fly fishing over at Brooks Falls. And of course, Bowie is not just any any casual fisherman. And so we just got a little bit of extra excitement. But I was actually standing on shore with a couple of my counterparts, and we saw the bear in the distance and he was doing his own thing. If you do have a fish on your line, you cut it so the bear can go grab it. We cut our fish if anyone had any. And I think, honestly, Bowie just looks like a little bit of a maybe a toy. And so I think there's a little bit of extra excitement around.
I don't think grizzly bears target toys. They target, like, picnic baskets. They don't go, like, look at that big toy.
I mean,
they're like, give me my fish back, or I'll just maybe have a taste for human flesh. I don't know.
Yeah, that bear didn't look like he cutting those fishing lines was not satisfying the bear, for
but
sure.
I thought that was a good strategy, though.
Cut the fishing. I wouldn't have thought of that. I'd be running with the fish. Well, first of all, I wouldn't have a fish on the line.
No, that's true.
I wouldn't have caught one. But no. If I did and a bear came up, I would have ran away with the fish on the line and just attracted the bear. That's 100% true.
Oh, he definitely does run specifically towards...
Well, do you think he wanted
Bowie.
To...
He does run towards Bowie more so than the players.
Do you think he wanted to eat it, Keith, or perhaps...
Play with it.
Make love to it.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe is what he was...
And then a weird bear-sea troll hybrid. What kind of creature would that be?
Well, maybe the bear was just, you know, it'd been a while he had seen anything that kind of caught his eye.
Yeah, true.
And he said,
it could be lonely up there.
This thing has lots of fish. And so, yeah, maybe he thought it looked like maybe an attractive mate.
Okay.
Because it was charging specifically at the sea troll. That's
true. Yeah, it was.
Troll standing in my water type of situation. But the guides were super quick. If you do see a bear in Alaska, you typically say something along the lines of like, hey bear, just so they know where you are and they can maneuver around you and they know that you're not a threat.
No. I'd imagine you say it more forcefully.
There's no way that actually stalls it.
Hey bear.
Excuse me, bear.
I'm over here now.
Hey bear, leave me alone, bear.
This is my space.
Or you say, hey bear. Hey bear.
Hey bear.
No, I think it's
Bobby Hebert.
Bobby Hebert's there. I always thought black bears, you could kind of intimidate them. As big as they are, they'd kill you, but like you could scream at a black bear and it
might scare
them away. I don't think you're not going to scream at a brown bear or a grizzly bear.
She
seems to know.
She's alleging to know.
She survived this.
She did.
So,
that's true.
I give her credit for that.
I famously respect the bear. I am not.
You're pro bear.
Yeah, well, I think they're a little disrespected. People are like, oh, you just yell at them and they run away. Not necessarily the case. Although I'll admit this wasn't the greatest look for Team Bear.
No. The mascot, the sea troll's fine. This girl's fine. Everybody, the hockey players are fine.
I mean, it almost humped the sea troll into tomorrow, but short of that.
Other than that, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're right.
And everyone was able to, obviously, get out of any harm's way. Not that there was any. There definitely wasn't any. We were...
I'm pretty sure there was.
Sounded like...
What do you mean there wasn't? It
sounded like the Cutter Crawford injury.
The bear was like 5 yards away from him.
Stop asking about Cutter Crawford. Nothing happened. She's like, nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened.
I wouldn't be happy to do the interview. Just no Belichick question.
It wouldn't be a news story if nothing was going to happen.
Good point. Good point,
just
Bill.
A bear in the woods?
Life.
4-11. Yeah.
You're all safe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is that it, Dick?
That wasn't funny. We were definitely safe the whole time. We were there with folks that are in those waters every single day. And so it was really exciting, though. We got to watch the bear go catch a fish and then take it over to the shore and eat it and have a great time and then just jump back into the water.
That's great. Well, thanks again, Melissa.
Of course.
That's great.
That guy's quite a skilled.
He was very interested in the health of the mascot.
So who is she again among clips? She was just like
she works for the Kraken.
She's part of the social media team.
She's the general manager of the Kraken.
That's great.
She's just there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a near miss.
There you go.
Is what that was. A close shave for Bowie the sea troll. Yeah.
But that's sports and creatures intertwining.
All mashed together.
Yeah.
As it were.
Great story. We are all safe.
So that is the Madness, Kiefer Madness, every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe live today at Patriots Training Camp. Day 11 wrapped up earlier today. We'll get Tom E. Curran's thoughts through 11 practices and heading into a big joint practice tomorrow with the Washington Commanders. Preseason game number one on Friday, what we should be looking for. That's Tom E. Curran on a Tommy Tuesday live from Gillette Stadium next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.